boxes more often.
Whoa, chills, as many people say. Many people are saying, oh, please, headphones. They never want to work, and I don't like that. But the thing is making its mark. Oh, that's not what I meant. The whatchamacallit. Mm-hmm. It's doing the thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, she got it. Guys, we're going to play a PSA real quick. And we're going to do this one.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Yeah, you can check it first if you want. Wait, test. Whoa, there you go. Never mind, it's peaking. Not anymore. Why is it headphones, please? Wait, there it is. Oh, I can hear myself. Oh, this is crazy. Oh, this is nice. Yeah, I can figure it out. I have to figure out where the actual aux cord goes, though. Team, we have a slightly unique theme for today, I guess. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about how this came to be?
Well, sure. Adriana sent me a song, and she said that she thought I would like it, and maybe we could use it for an episode of Frequencies. Wait, I meant to tell her that we actually did decide on using it. But the song is called What Is Love Today by FG's Romance, and it's like just this really cool kind of like funky synth song. Feels like a song that you would hear in like a movie made in the 2010s, set in the 80s during prom night, and that's what like the band would be playing at prom. And I really like it. So the genre of today's episode is kind of like synthy.
I believe this is called synth funk.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. Literally. There we go. It's just called synth funk, and it is pretty cool. I'm happy with it. It kind of fits on theme for our show, like normally, anyways. But I kind of like the idea of having a guest recommended playlist, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like we don't really have like theme. Like, we never were like, okay, we need to do this. It's kind of just like every week we decide what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. And this week, it's not like we had anything like planned. Today, we didn't have
this
anything planned. So it was just like, why not?
Yeah. Well, to all of our valuable listeners out there, if you want to send us some more recommendations, go for it. This is kind of fun because, like I said, it's like on our theme or whatever, but it's like not music I've listened to or anything before. What is happening behind me? There's once again roaches in the room that I cannot get rid of. And they're making... Ow, I'm being attacked. Anyways, let's play our first song. The first song and the song that Adriana recommended is What Is Love Today by the artist FG's Romance. They only have one song on Spotify, being this one song. But it's pretty cool. I like the synths. You guys are going to enjoy it.
I felt my
That picked up a lot better than I thought it would.
Thank you.
Shout out employment, which is a thing that only two of us in this room have. Employment? Are you? No, employment. Unemployment would be three of us.
Yeah. We're the only two employed people here.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, that was a good vibe. I'm a big fan of that. Could you guys stop making a ruckus behind me?
So I'm not just gonna let some man tell me what to do. Cause what did I say earlier? I am not the what? I'm not the one.
You're not the one, so you should know.
So
let me not start any beef on air.
With your co-host, mind you.
Yeah, mind you, who's in the driver's seat today?
Wait. Mind you, who could just say something, anything right now, and block the dump button.
Oh.
And then say that was Ethan Bikus.
Well, they can hear your voice.
Well, they can hear your voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah.
Say it again?
Yeah.
It's not picking up. Oh, that's embarrassing.
My name's Ethan. I like to skate and eat golden curry. And I love my mom.
The three things that everybody knows me for. Loving my mom and golden curry. Anyways. Yeah, good song. The next one we're playing is I Don't Have to Cry by Maren E. Coote. I don't know how to say her name, but shout out that.
But guess
recently
who
added.
Guess who
what does this
free?
Mean? Don't add. Stop. I actually really like the vibe that's going on right now. I appreciate you dearly, Adriana. Also, Benji, come here. Come here, get in the mic a little bit. Going back, actually, I never like really thought about it, but we're talking over the music. You're like, Ethan, you're gonna have a daughter.
Yes, I did say that. Yeah.
And I don't know why. It's been a reoccurring theme. Obviously, my mom, I guess, put into my head, moms love, their sons more, and then, dads
Whoa,
love
their
daughters more, right? And I was like, oh, I don't believe that. But then tell me why. I've always had this, dream. I want a daughter so I could teach her how to fight, and she'd be the coolest girl in the world.
Yeah.
Because she's going to be like, oh, you want to mess with me? And she does, a flying dragon, double spin back. You know what I mean? Something crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's always kind of beautiful.
I also said that because I feel from you that you would just have, I don't know. You look like a girl dad, or you just look like you'd have a daughter. I don't know.
Just in general.
In general, I can just feel it from your aura. You're very sweet and very nice.
Thank you.
I don't know. Yeah. That's just what I think.
I think I might be reinforced from, my cat.
Whoa.
Cause obviously, I could have a guy cat. That's not how dare I have a guy cat. But my last cat was a calico, and calicos are 75% female. They're mostly female.
Yeah.
And I think just having that it's a cat. It doesn't really mean anything. But it's it's a girl cat. So that's my girl right there. Lydia, I would come home and I'd be like, oh, that's my girl. That's my little daughter right there.
No, literally.
Yeah,
no.
That's fine. You can.
Okay. This is what I had it before.
Yeah, no, that's Joe. But no, I loved, I don't know. It's when guys name a ship, it's oh, they're she blows. Mm-hmm. Or it's I don't know what this common thread of naming things after girls as a guy is.
That's
but
true.
I think it's true.
Do you think that subconsciously, if you gravitate more towards being a cat dad or a dog dad, that deciphers or tells about whether you'd rather have a daughter or a son?
In a way, I guess so. I feel like being a dog guy is more energy. It's more chaotic.
Yeah.
Cats are calm, they're chill, they'll just sit with you.
It's
my
a
cat.
Different vibe. Yeah.
Very different vibe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't walk cats.
That one does.
Really?
Yeah. She posted in her story I'm walking my cat. It's what? But yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
That's low-key a vibe, though. I've always loved the, have you seen the cat backpacks where they're, clear backpacks
yeah.
and they're just sitting there?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
I've wanted a cat just to have that,
mm-hmm.
low-key.
I really hope, Emily, shout out Chaos Candy on Sundays at 10 p.m. Yep, I remembered
Tune
it. I remembered it. So if you're not listening,
she'll be
that's crazy.
Up, hopefully soon.
Yeah, she's just in the room outside.
Yeah.
But we went to Tyson's on Monday. Tyson's the corner? Tyson's
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Tyson's corner.
And we were walking.
FOMO, bro, FOMO.
And you didn't miss much. It was a calm little hangout.
I'm kidding.
Calm little hangout. but we were walking and we saw this couple
uh-huh.
with their dog. They're walking there, walking with a dog, but their dog was not in a bag. Their dog was the bag and it was under their arm. And as they're walking, this poor little thing's legs are jumping up and down. It can't control itself.
Oh, hell no.
But it's just a small little dog. He's just chill. And I thought that was the cutest thing in the world. So we both wanted to take a picture of it, but they walked away too fast. But yeah, no, I love little animal carriers. I think I would have done that with my cat too,
really?
If I had the income to. Actually, no, I wouldn't have. Let me be honest. End statement. I wouldn't. I just lied to you. I lied to you. I wouldn't have.
Is your cat the kind of cat that can be on an airplane and just chill and What do you think?
I think absolutely not, because every time we took her to the vet, she would not stop screaming.
That's a different vibe, though. I don't trust them, those gerbs either. I don't trust any of those people, bro.
Yeah.
If I were a cat, I do not want these random gerbs touching me, bro.
Not even that. It was on the drive there. Not even she was quiet. It was on the drive. And
bro, she's Baltimorean at heart, bro. She knows what's up, bro. She knows when you're about to do her dirty.
Yeah, no, my cat, What do you call it? She was the type who would scream bloody murder. She wasn't a cat meow, meow, me? Like, no, like it was like visceral scream. And I know that people say cats imitate their owners. So maybe there's maybe a thread that I need to tap into.
Whoa. Yo, another gerb. Guys, we have another gerb in here.
Oh, what? What? Can I tap into this? Yes, tap it. Whoa, this is a crazy, crazy guest. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
We got the Mendum in here.
The Mendum. We're here.
Let's start a podcast.
It's actually been so long since the Mendum's been all together.
No, literally.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello. Me, Ian, Angelo.
Yes.
We're twins, but there's three of us.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah. Well, actually, wasn't the lore that I emiosis?
Oh.
Emiosis?
How about that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's mitosis.
Mitosis? I still don't know
the blind leading the blind, bro. I've never taken a cat class in my life.
Literally.
Wait, which one was meiosis? I thought it was single.
Mitosis, don't they split, no?
Bro, we are all saying different words, bro. You said meiosis, he said mitosis.
Where's Emily? Does he take him?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Does anybody... Excuse Nobody. Me. Room.
Yeah. Wait, can we ask the chat?
Yeah, does chat?
Oh, yeah, chat. Do you guys know what
chat,
mitosis
or chat.
Is?
Does anybody know the difference between meiosis and mitosis?
Hi, guys.
Me?
It's in biology, mitosis is...
Oh, let Angelo sign it.
What's going on?
Sign this thing I'm working on. It's a project I'm working on.
I don't know.
We'll get back to you after the break. After this song, I will tell you what the difference between meiosis and mitosis is. How about that? And how about that? Anyways, let me play the next song. It's been a minute.
It's like you give like the listeners like homework.
Yeah. You guys. If not a single person hasn't, or if no one sends me a message, yeah, you're banned. You're gone. But I'm gonna play the next song. Next song is "Can You Read Me" by Night Funk. This is a song I actually had on my playlist before, like on my Spotify. So that's pretty cool. End statement. Thank you.
Like, can we make lean?
Hey, hey. When I turn on the thing, please. Hey. You forget what show you're on. Oh, it's yours. Okay, oh, we... right. No, it's not that crazy. But,
oh my
yeah.
Gosh. Keep that to yourself, gang.
And deserved. And deserved. What am I saying? Oh, this next... this next song. By the way, nobody said anything. That was crazy. That was crazy of you guys. The difference between meiosis and mitosis is that one of them... creates two, mitosis is two identical cells, and meiosis is four unidentical cells, I think. Anyways, the next song is I Do Love by Prophet, and they have a fairly famous song, Wanna Be Your Man. That song was like on TikTok for a bit, I think, but like 3 years ago, type of vibe, as I could say. I don't want to play that song though, so I'm playing this one, and you're gonna enjoy it.
Feel the way I do.
Yes, right?
That's meiosis.
We had one chatter that knew the difference between mitosis and meiosis here. And they actually said they want to come on the mic. So if they want to do that, they should come up right now. Wait, can I hear myself? Wait. Yeah, I can. Oh, 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 whoa. Why is this so sensitive? Anyways. Emily.
Hello, guys. This is Miss Venus Indigo from Chaos Candy. Apparently, I was shouted out, but I'm here in the flesh. I'm actually exist, and I'm actually alive. And just wanted to say I hope you guys are having a beautiful night.
And chills. And chills. We actually have, we have, yeah, we have a lot, we have many shows here. Yeah, did we get in line?
Yeah.
Well, guys, get in a line. Oh, thank you. I'm being won over from food.
Have you started salivating?
I have been a lot.
Hi, I'm Val.
Hello, I'm Axel. I was gonna. Yeah.
This isn't your first time on the show, though.
Bello, I'm Grape, or Benji, from La Mezcla, from 6 to 7, free promo.
All three of them, actually.
Were, yeah, it's yeah. Also it's me, Val, and Axel, who are La Mezcla, but I'm Grape, though.
Yes, this is true. They're not all Grape.
Yeah, continue.
This is Angelo. This is wait. Anyway. Are we numbered out of us three?
Oh, do we have numbers?
Do we have numbers?
I'll be 2. You be 1. He'll be 3. Okay, or do you want to be 1? Or
I don't,
2?
You know, like,
I don't mind.
We get A and B days.
Like, we can split off.
Mondays, Thursdays.
Okay.
Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, you get...
I get A. Like, or I get
just
1.
Stick to 2, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so today I'm 3, then.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, yeah.
Okay, today I'm 1. So I'm Think 1. Are we things? Like, what are we? Meiosis.
Mendem 1?
Yeah, Mendem 1.
I'm M1.
M1.
I'm M2.
And I'm N3, your usual host of Frequencies on WMEC FM College Park. Yep. You thought I forgot. I never did. Never have, never will. They say once every hour, and I'm taking that with as much salt as I can. Sodium. Very, very sciencey episode we got today. Do you have anything you want to say? Okay. Guys. I don't think that picked up, and I'm going to pretend it didn't. Guys, the next song we have is Lihue by Nohelani Cipriano. Nohelani Cipriano. I'm going to say it like that, and you guys are going to not say anything to me and mean, because it hurts my feelings when you guys are mean to me. And you're going to enjoy this next song, though.
When I'm driving home late at night.
Oh,
Wow. I think that this is like the most well-received show we've had sonically, tonically, whatever you want to call it. At least from the people in the room. So I'm very, very pleased. I'm chuffed to bits, as Mr. Mumbly Jumbly would say. To the point where actually we played two songs consecutively, which might be like, not the first, but one of the first times we've done that. We don't do that very often. Sorry, did you want me to talk like higher? I don't know. That's the thing.
No. It is hella sensual. I like it though. Yeah. Keep talking like that.
That last song was Private Party by Juicy. I usually don't or usually do say the albums of which the songs come from. I don't know what's going behind me. So I guess I'll say it quickly in order. The albums are What Is Love Today, Masquerade, Believer / Can You Read Me, Wanna Be Your Man, Luhe, and Spread Your Love Expanded Edition, I'm gonna assume that says. That's in order, by the way. So every song we had, that was the order of the albums they came in. I really like the songs, but I feel like I haven't said anything, so I just wanted to hear my voice for a little bit. Yeah. That's all I had to say. Next song we have, or I guess the next three songs are slightly different vibes, which is also why I wanted to talk for a second. They're still good, but we're just switching up a little bit, just a little bit. The next song is I Need You by Kathy Diamond off her album Miss Diamond to You. This is this song and the song before were Abby's songs, but I think they're just good songs. Nothing crazy about it besides that. Yeah. So, you know what? That just means you're going to enjoy it. We'll be right back. Called Swahili by Nick Carr. That was cool because I am a Kenyan man, and that, I don't know, there's some Swahili in there, believe it or not. This is our last song. This is a really good playlist. I'm very proud of this one. I don't have much else to say, and I don't think we're going to be able to finish the full thing, but thank you for listening once again. There's a lot of people as well. Appreciate that. Last song is How They Shine by Miss Ray off the album Wow Is Now. The last song, by the way, Swahili, was just that. Just Swahili. Abby, you have anything you want to say?
Have a happy week, and make sure you know what your Halloween costume is by Saturday. I will be checking everyone's Canvas account to see if they did the assignment.
If you change your Canvas profile picture to your Halloween costume, that'd be really cool. Anyways, guys, last song. Thank you for being here. Bye. Thank you.